Janine and the Authority Equation, political commentary by Nasser Kandil. How should one feel when hearing that Washington seeks permission from the occupying authority to supply the Palestinian Authority with equipment and resources to support its operations against the resistance factions in the Jenin refugee camp? Or when reading that the occupying authorities are considering providing support to the Palestinian Authority's security apparatuses? It was already known that the occupying army tried more than 10 times during the Gaza War to infiltrate Jenin camp and eliminate the resistance factions. While some of these campaigns achieved limited results, inflicting losses on the resistance and targeting some of its members, they ultimately failed to accomplish their objectives. What is even more apparent is that the occupying entity has not granted the Palestinian Authority any tangible gains to preserve its standing among its people, nothing to justify offering these free services to the occupier by targeting resistance forces. Meanwhile, settlement expansion continues unchecked, the occupying entity seizes the authority's financial allocations, and they refuse even the pretense of engaging in a political process under the Oslo Accords. In fact, the Knesset overwhelmingly passed a government bill stating that any country's recognition of a Palestinian state would be considered an act of war against the entity. The Palestinian Authority campaign against the resistance in Jenin amounts to total losses with no gains at a time when Palestinians desperately need unity and every drop of blood and sweat in a struggle that targets all Palestinians indiscriminately, aiming to erase their existence, whether they serve in the authority or live in squalor, whether they're children, elders, male or female. It is untenable while we strive to convince the world's people to hold their governments accountable for their positions on the Palestinian cause, for the Palestinian Authority to deliver such a devastating blow to the cause. Such actions provide critics with an opportunity to question the legitimacy of the resistance itself. How can we believe in the existence of a Palestinian resistance when the Palestinian Authority, born out of the Palestinian Liberation Organization, recognized as the sole legitimate representative of the Palestinian people, labels those you call resistance fighters as mere outlaws to be pursued and suppressed just as the occupying authorities describe them?